Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Thing after thing that we've released our faith for, it's seen. How are you ever going to do that? How are you ever going to get that? Unbelief would just say, don't bring it up. You don't want to be embarrassed. But if you have heard from Him, you step out not knowing where you're going, not knowing how you're going to get there, not knowing what comes next, but being absolutely persuaded that He is the Almighty God. He's real. He's powerful. He's more than enough. And when you diligently seek Him, He is good and faithful to show you and to help you and to take you by the hand and get you all the way from here to there. And your pictures become fixtures. And your vision becomes sight. Hallelujah. It's the same way with the healing. It's the same way with personal finances. You hear stories about the great healing meetings and the tent revival and the great miracles that happened. People that hadn't walked in months or years came to the meeting with new shoes. Why? Why buy new shoes? Why you need new shoes? God told them, get your shoes. Right? Do what you couldn't do. Stretch forth your hand. Rise and walk. But you can't do it. Yeah, but they did. First of all, they got to the meeting. God has not changed His mind about miracles. He is not making everybody wait for year after year till He gets ready. That's not what's going on. What's going on is waiting. Waiting, waiting, thinking we're waiting on Him. It begins with earnestly seeking Him. First of all, you believe He is good. He is real. He's your Father. He loves you. And you believe He already knows what to do about this situation. He's already got the answer. He's already bought and paid for my healing. He's already got my finances. Come on, are you listening? He's got everything I need. I don't have to figure this thing out. But I need to hear from Him. If you need to, you fast. And you spend extra time praying and seeking Him. Why don't people do that? Because they're not convinced He's real enough, or they're not convinced they can find it. So they just don't even try. Or they do it for a little while, but then they quit and give up. Well, why would you quit? Because you think it's a waste of time. Oh, but hallelujah. Don't cast your confidence away. It has great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. And after you've done the will of God, you're going to receive the promise. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Go to James, please, in closing, I think. How do we get our miracles? How do we see amazing things happen in our life? We seek Him. We find out what to do, what the first step is. And repeatedly, we're not going to see how it fits in with everything. Why do it? James 1, verse 22, let's start. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, because what happens if you just hear it and don't do it? Deceiving your own selves. What does it mean when you're deceived? It means you believe something is true that's not true. You believe something is right that's not right. And who did it? He said you deceived yourself. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. He didn't do anything with that knowledge and didn't keep it in front of him. Keep going. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that means you don't just look and then go away and forget. You look and keep on looking. You keep on looking for it. Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein. Everybody say continues. You stay on it. I'm trusting the Spirit of God is communicating this to your spirit. But I mean, Sarasota the same way. When we went down there, I mean, and we felt like we got direction. But it looked like, the building we had down there, they said it was already sold. It had already been put in the newspaper, the big newspaper, and the TV stations had announced it. So that would make you think, boy, we must have missed it on this one. But thing after thing, I won't go into all the details, but we got it. And so then the papers had something else to write about. And this is what they said. They gave us the front page. Mega church swoops in, scoops up the property. We didn't mess up anybody's deal. We asked them. They said they were mad because they said, no, there's no deal. They hadn't paid for anything. There's nothing's done. There's been no money. And they're telling everybody. They were upset about it. They said, well, if for some reason it don't work. They said, it's not working. Well, so they put it on the front page. Mega church. I thought, say it again. Mega church. I didn't know it was a mega church. Mega church.
Yeah.
Say it again. Swooped in, scooped up the property. It was not flattering. And yet, we had a bunch of people come to the church because they saw it in the paper. And several of them are there to this day. They said, yeah, we saw in the front page that y'all were here. We thought, we didn't know they were here. Glory to God. You can't buy the front page of the paper to advertise your meetings. They gave it to us for free. But prior to that happening, there were what, 2 years? Of seeking what to do, how to turn this factory into a church. As you might imagine, thousands of decisions. And then the money, believing for all the money, the millions that it took to do it. But and you never had a service yet. Everybody say steps, steps, steps. You take a step and then you take another and you take another. And sometimes you can feel weary. You can get tired of looking and get tired of pursuing because it's not done. It's not half done. But he gives strength. Oh,
that's what he does.
He gives might. He gives power to the faint. He gives strength to them that have no might. Why? So you can run, baby, run. So you can keep on keeping on as long as it takes till you get all the way and experience the miracle that God intended for you to. But that is not sitting at the house waiting on something to happen. That's not what that is. Don't be a hearer only. Be a doer. Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man, not just everybody, not the other guys, but this man shall be blessed in his deed. That means you're going to see some miracles. You're going to see God move. You're going to see things happen that folks said couldn't be done. Hallelujah. And it won't be you that did it. He did it. But you were involved. He used you. You had to pursue him. You had to obey him. You had to follow him. So he let you have a part of it.
Right.
This is God honoring us. That's why it don't all just fall on you like ripe cherries on a tree. Because who should receive a reward for something that was thrown in their lap? You didn't do anything. The reward God has planned for us, He is righteous to bestow on us. Because He gave us opportunity and He said, come get it. Come, I got it all for you right here. Come get it. And millions on the planet will not even bother to try. So they're unworthy of it. They don't qualify. You remember the story of the man that had the one talent and he just buried it. What does it mean? Didn't even try. Didn't even try. And that's what that scripture in Hebrews 10 is talking about. God has no pleasure in that. That displeases Him. But those that say, I know it's here. I know it, God, and I know it's good. And you're going to show me. I know. You already endeavoring to show me. And I won't quit you. Then you get enough to go do this. So you don't know how in the world that's going to fit with everything. But just in faith, you step out into it. And then you find out why He said back out of the garage. And then you find out why He said take a right and go here. You find out. You keep taking steps and steps. And you wind up at the place under the spout where the glory pours out. You wind up at the right place at the right time, and God uses you and He gets all the glory because you didn't figure this out. You didn't even know where you were going. And yet He's got a right to reward you and give you an eternal place of glory in it. Why? Because you believed Him enough to do it. And you wouldn't quit when others did. And He'll call you faithful. You've been faithful in a few things. I'm going to give you, hallelujah, I'm going to make you ruler over much. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Ha ha! Oh, brother, sister, at that day, no sweat, no extra praying will be thought too much. Is that right? You will not even cross your mind I had to work so hard. That won't even enter your mind. You'll be thinking, thank God He helped me to stay with Him and not quit, not give up. Seek and you'll find it. Knock, it'll be open to you. Ask, you'll receive it. Step out and take a step, not knowing the rest. And He will take your hand. He will lead you. The Holy Spirit will carry you if you need carrying. If you'll just keep after it, you'll get there. But don't sit at the house waiting, refusing to do anything. Not a hearer only, but a doer. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.